This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Check out Tipu Sultan weapons, Bonhams. You will see. Google it. You will see his guns, his swords, his rifles produced in Seringapatam in India, in southern India, in his capital. The French were completely blown away. When they looked at the quality of his weapons, they said, we cannot match this. We cannot match this. So the British themselves, the East India Company officers and rulers and generals and military men, they were saying, if there is a match for the British in India, it is Tipu Sultan. From 24% GDP in the year 1700, even up to the year 1800, it is said the GDP was 23% of the world. But by 1947, it came down to 4%. When the British left India, over 90% of the Indian population was below the poverty line. So what did the British do for Indians is the question. For 200 years, they ruled India. What did they do? So at this time, A lot was happening. So long as Tipu Sultan was alive, another freedom fighter, the British did not feel superior to the Indians. Okay, they were still formidable powers resisting the rise of British colonialism in India. Now the British had their eyes set upon the entire subcontinent. They were not satisfied with Bihar and Orissa and Bengal. They wanted to occupy all of India. So they started to cause intrigues within Indian states. So they started to cause the Marathas to fight the Nizam, and the Nizam is fighting the state of Mysore. And then the British are causing, basically, long story short, the British were causing a lot of problems within India so that they can weaken all the local powers and then overpower their territories, occupy their territories. And this is exactly what happened. But one power in particular was standing like a rock in their way. And that was the state of Mysore in southern India, ruled by a Muslim king called Haider Ali. Haider Ali was a soldier of fortune who rose to this very high position in the military of Mysore by, you know, performing extremely well for the Hindu ruler of the state. And eventually he removed the Hindu ruler and he became the Sultan himself, because he found him to be too weak. So he became the Sultan himself. When he became the Sultan of the state of Mysore, a principality of 33 villages became a powerhouse in southern India, ruling thousands of square miles, okay, nearly 40,000 square miles. This territory was carved by Haider Ali. He started in 1760s, and by 1780s, he was a formidable power. He defeated the British in major wars. The British saw no other threat in India other than Haider Ali and his young son called Sultan Fateh Ali Muhammad Tipu, also known as Tipu Sultan, born in 1751, the correct date of birth, and he died, or he was killed in battle, Shaheed, in 1799. Right? So Tipu Sultan, as a 17 years old, joined his father on the battlefield, won many major battles. So in 1782, his father died of natural causes, right? And then he becomes a Sultan. So the British fear no one more than Tipu in India. They don't fear the Marathas. They don't fear the Nizam. They don't fear the Mughal emperor sitting in Delhi at that time, Shah Alam II. He's already blinded. Okay, that's another story. They are looking at Mysore. And now Tipu is so clever, he's so astute, he's so shrewd politically, that he joins hands with the French, who are also present in India for their own interest. At this time, the French Revolution was going on when Tipu Sultan was the Sultan. So he would read very enthusiastically about the French Revolution. He would get the French to bring the books of French philosophers like Rousseau, Voltaire, Montesquieu, and he would read the philosophies. sitting in India in Mysore, and he had French soldiers, generals working in his army. He had French engineers teaching his men how to make weapons. So Tipu Sultan, in his factories, was producing top of the range, best weapons in the world at the time. In fact, it is recorded that he ordered cannons, you know, guns. They were called guns at the time, cannons, right? From the French. The French came and they looked at when the delivery was made, they opened the guns and he said, "This is rubbish." Tipu Sultan said to the French engineers, "This is rubbish. This is not useful." They said, "What do you mean?" They laughed at him. They said, "This is the best product in the world. The French, they created this." He said, "Okay, let me show you the best product in the world." He took them to his own factories. They saw his guns, which were sold recently in a London auction, in an auction called Bonhams. Okay, Bonhams. Check out Tipu Sultan weapons Bonhams. You will see. Google it. You will see his guns, his swords, his rifles produced in Seringapatam in India, in southern India, in his capital. The French were completely blown away. When they looked at the quality of his weapons, they said, "We cannot match this. We cannot match this." So the British themselves, the East India Company officers and rulers and generals and military men, they were saying, if there is a match for the British in India, it is Tipu Sultan. Long story short, in 1790, there was another war between the British and Tipu Sultan. Three armies came against him, the Marathas, the Nizam, and the British. They joined hands, three militaries fought one ruler, and they took half his territory. He had to surrender two of his sons. He lost the war in 1792. He had to surrender two of his sons and pay the compensation for the war. But then again, he did not stop his intrigues. He was even sending support to the American independence founding fathers. For example, Tipu Sultan was in correspondence with Thomas Jefferson. Do you know who that is? Do you know who Thomas Jefferson is? One of the founding fathers of America. He is the author of the Declaration of Independence, 1776. The Declaration of Independence was authored by Thomas Jefferson. Tipu Sultan was in correspondence with him. He sent his embassy to meet with him in France. Tipu Sultan's embassy went to France to meet the French king. I think it was Louis XVI. And then later on, when he was deposed, he had correspondence going with Napoleon Bonaparte. Tipu Sultan was corresponding with the Ottoman Sultan. He was corresponding with the king of Afghanistan, Shah Zaman, the grandson of Shah Ahmad Shah Abdali. He was communicating with all important figures, politically important in the world at the time, to defeat the British East India Company in India. Okay, and the British had realized through their spies what Tipu is up to. In fact, you wouldn't believe this, but it is fascinating that in 1784, if I'm not mistaken, there was a naval battle between American Navy and the British Navy in America near the state of Delaware. It is called the Battle of Delaware, 1784. Four vessels on each side. The British had four vessels. The Americans had four vessels. And one of the American vessels was called Hyder Ali. It was named after the father of Tipu Sultan. So there's clear evidence that Tipu was in direct correspondence with the founding fathers of American independence. Why? Because he wanted the British East India Company to be harmed globally. He wasn't fighting the East India Company in India alone. He was fighting this evil entity around the world. Why was it evil? He was fighting all of these British interests around the world. So the British decided that something has to be done once and for all. If we don't remove this man from power, we will lose India. There is a potential to lose India if we do not remove this man from power.